you.
I'm not leaving. I'm not leaving.
The Wolf of Wall Street was on the other day when I was flipping through channel. Great family film.
Three-time Wisconsin Sports Writer of the Year.
I'm a naturally inquisitive person.
Holding everybody accountable.
If you feel better about that, I'm happy to do so.
Jason Wilde is on Kyle Bruston Norton.
Right in the shadow of Lambeau Field at the Tundra Trio, it's Kyle Bruston-Nortman till 6 o'clock. No Nortman, Kyle Wallace, Ben Bruston. Joined now right after Carrington Valentine is none other than Jason Wilde off a TV hit with Channel 3000. Writes for them, does TV for Channel 3 in Madison. He's the man of many talents.
Not as many talents as Carrington Valentine, though.
Hey, we really enjoyed
that
conversation.
He's a special teams guy. He's a corner, and I don't say this as well as like Kyle says it, but and he's a dog.
No, yes. I like that. I know you when you said it, you mean it. The way you talk.
I do. I'm trying to be cool.
You said it, and I knew you were saying it as D A W G.
Yeah,
you
that's how I mean? Spell it when I write it too.
Yeah, so like
to make sure it's clear.
Very clear, right? Yeah. Yes, very very clear. I think what's most impressive about him is as a seventh round pick, he takes the challenge and he says, I love the cold weather. I love looking across and seeing guys and they don't like it. Like, he's embraced the mentality you need to have to be successful here in Green Bay.
Yeah, and you know, he dealt with some injuries last year that I think kept kind of having him go in fits and starts for his season. For him to do what he did as a rookie seventh round pick, I hate to put him in this category, but, you know, I spend every day, at least from 9 to noon, with a guy who started as a rookie seventh-round pick. That ain't easy. Mm-mm. And with Jair's issues in 2023, for Carrington to come in, you know, we used to joke about the law firm of Valentine and Ballantyne.
You sure did.
Correct.
But it was, you know, Ballantyne is not as good of a player. Mm-hmm. And you know, I look at what CV, that's what they call him, CV, was able to do, and it is darn impressive. And then to follow it up, because once he got healthy last season, I think I've heard Matt LaFleur, he's talked about it. I mean, Matt LaFleur loves that guy.
I mean, I see why. I see why. I mean, talking about it, when he talked about he loves playing in the NFC North because of all the great wide receivers, that's the – listen, if you're afraid or you nervous
– It's not going to work.
Yeah, I wouldn't want – if you had me on and I was a corner, I'd be like, well, I really like playing in the AFC South because there aren't any good wide receivers in that group at all. So it's a good matchup for me.
Yeah, it'd be a little easier. But, no, I love the fact that a seventh-round pick like himself is itching at the opportunity to go against the top
no
dogs.
Doubt.
And let's start with the news from yesterday. I mean, the showman Mark Murphy I thought was amazing. I actually, like, say
just
what you
can't
want.
Help himself.
Say what you want about him. It was electric. I mean,
it was great.
It was really good.
Did you not get to the point where he was talking like, all right, Mark, come on.
I'm not going to lie.
Speed it up.
Listening to it back, it felt shorter than it did when I was watching
it. He let
it
breathe, though. I thought he was. Look, he and I have not always seen eye to eye. But I thought he was magnificent.
I thought the
way he delivered it, the fact that, I mean, and Goody, kudos to Goody, because he has such a great line with us afterward where he says
I heard it.
That I actually sent him a different name, and he just went up there and announced Matthew Golden. Because look, Homer thought that might have actually happened, which, of course, it didn't. But I just thought, you know, that's not and he's gotten emotional a couple times through the course of the week about – the idea of this being his last draft and this having been his baby. And so for him to get up there and in the moment, meet the moment, the only person who was better in that moment was Matthew Golden, who I thought was – talk about a guy meeting the moment. And, that, I mean, he had no – he knew he was in Green Bay, right? So he knows there's a lot of Packers fans here. I don't think that he goes out there thinking, oh, my God, there's 205,000 people out there. And, like, 85% of them are Packers
fans. For sure.
Fans.
I think that's one of the coolest things about this draft.
It's been a local draft.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And honestly, I don't care if you didn't want to come from L.A. or New York or Miami. The way that the capacity was able to fill because of the excitement of it being here, it's another good moment. It reminds me of the way that the Deer District was featured when the Bucks went on that run. It doesn't matter what anyone else thinks. We'll continue to show as a state the representation and how we, you know, don't care what the outside thinks. We're going to keep on rolling.
And I just love how so Golden comes out, and it's obviously a very long, as you can see from watching on TV, incredibly long walk from the green room, which is in the Resch Expo Center, to get to the actual stage. And from the moment he pops out there, he's vocal. Yeah, let's go, let's go. And he's got his jersey. And then for I'm telling you, the great moment. And Tausch was giving me a hard time because he said he thought I was scolding him. I was not. I've never seen a guy grab the microphone at the podium when he's been picked.
I was thinking, was this planned because he was picked by the Green Bay Packers? Because they're like, he's going to go to the mic, but he's not, but he went to the mic.
I think he did that, and I did not get to ask that in our Zoom call with him. I would like that. I think that was spontaneous.
It had to
be. He was caught up in the moment. It was so authentic.
He had to wait too, right? All that time,
right? And
he kind of had a Brian Bulaga face of like sigh of relief when he got picked, because you know, I mean, he probably wanted to get picked earlier.
And that's a great comparison. Obviously, one's an offensive lineman, and one's a wide receiver, but they were picked at the same spot, 23. And I was telling Brian this story, or mentioning it, because Brian knows I've told this story before, but when we were on the stage yesterday, and how talking to Ted Thompson after that draft, after the first round that day, and him saying, Jason, I can't believe he was there. I didn't think he'd be there, Jason. And he just kept saying it. And that's because Brian thought he was going ninth to Buffalo. And then when that didn't happen, he's falling. And I'm guessing Matthew Golden thought, you know, you saw Tetterell and McMillan go eighth. Mm-hmm. You saw,
which, by the way, to the Panthers, they're not going defense. Crazy, but another day.
Right, and then Emeka Abuka goes 19th to Tampa. So he's the last of the three that's there.
Yep.
But I'm guessing he thought he'd go before he did. So to your point about him having kind of that Bulaga-ish moment, Bulaga thought he'd have gone sooner. But that's kind of what in my opinion, that's what the Packers need when you're at 23.
Yep.
Correct.
Is for a guy that's not supposed to be there to be there. And listening to Goody talk, I think there were a couple of guys that were there that he liked that he would
Derek Harmon is one I heard from Schefter. I'm sure that's a name you heard as well. Who else maybe that you
– So he did not – I don't know who else it would have been, because obviously the corner from Michigan – that's
more
falling.
Injury issues came up even just recent.
There was a Jody Brown, I think his name is, from Texas.
That's
maybe,
another
corner,
really good corner. And look, he actually was brought up by Goody, not as a guy that he was thinking about, but as a guy that, I mean, this is someone that Golden went against in practice every day.
Yeah.
He was big on the whole. And look, that's not like they haven't taken small school guys, not power four guys. Christian Watson, Tucker Kraft, who was with us yesterday. I mean, that ain't a big school guy. He had a chance to transfer.
Could have went to Bama. He's like, a bunch of money. Small town.
But I think there's now an even greater level of we need to get guys from the Big Ten and the SEC, because that's now where the real big boy football is.
And you mentioned yesterday on stage or a couple of different times about the cornerback position. You had an inkling that because of what we just talked about with Carrington Valentine and the belief that they have that Keyshawn Nixon can be, you know, a good starter for this team, that they weren't going to maybe go in this round. How do you see day two? Like, we are getting closer now. I mean, it's 7 o'clock. Then we're turning the page, and it's building depth for it, a team that has a couple of positions where you have contracts coming up. Wide receiver was one of them with Dobbs and Watson. Offensive lineman, it's still Zach Tom, Sean Ryan, and Rashid Walker. You have Jordan Morgan, but it's still a for the future standpoint.
I think, first of all, I think they have to go defensive line. I think at some point today they're going to go defensive line.
I like that.
And
there's guys available, too.
Yeah, there are. And now the question that I have is, do they go corner if there's a guy that falls?
Well, Jason, we appreciate the insight, and we know you're a man of many wants and talents, so wherever you go next, we appreciate the time.
I'm going to talk to our friends at WTMJ, but if you need more quality insight and you can't get any, then I'll come back on with you guys.
Open invite, honestly.
Thank you, Jason.
Hanging out till 6 o'clock. Kyle Brusselman.
I love having Jason in person.
It's Jason in person is way different than on the phone. Way different. What you pointing at?
I want a bag of chips. I was going to ask.
Wait, you're in the middle of this segment?
We're going to break. You're teasing to go to break. I was going to get his attention because I wanted to make sure he didn't walk away, because I want to give me some chips. I'm home.
You can get your legs up.
Well, I mean, I just – listen.
Oh, it's because of the – no, you even –
Look at my shoe. My shoes got wet and muddy.
Oh, my gosh. Diva Kyle.
Yeah, I'm going to be a diva today. I'm hungry, okay? I'm hungry.
All right. Minus 196. Real fruit frozen at minus 196 Celsius, crushed and infused into vodka. Perfect for draft week in Green Bay. Ultimate refreshment starts here. Please drink responsibly. Kyle Bruston-Ortman until 6 o'clock. With that conversation with Jason Wilde, I do want to move it forward to day two of the NFL draft, because without getting the true insight, he was able to give us a little insight as to why they didn't have to go cornerback in the first round,
yep.
Which sets my mind towards edge and defensive tackle in the second round here.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll move forward there. Kyle Bruston-Ortman with you till 6 o'clock, live from Green Bay.